and the values people defend are the same values their ancestors so much fought against prior to being transformed into a grey middle class. And to generate means to drop several seeds and just wait for one to rise. And simply we are no longer allowed to live as extended family in nature, but only as nuclear families in civilized urban settings. And in the end, everyone should be armed, but with forest-made bows and arrows. And if any rising civilization will kill life, any declining civilization will be killed by life. And the way we are told to pursue spirituality, if truly pursued, will revolutionize the way we are told to manifest spirituality. And what the system calls integration is actually a way of hosting any form of antagonism to suffocate it. And it is not about a lack of imagination, but a lack of cultivation of our human being that leads to imagination. And we ought to scorn culture as main entertainment, as it promotes the lowest side of humanity. And the right institution that promotes the body with no brain and the left institution that promotes the brain with no body are both degenerated sides of our civilization. We will use anything in our power to repair for a violation towards us, and that is why it is better to be powerless. And in the end, they may grow richer at our expenses, but culturally poorer until they falter. And while any official war deprives of life, any partisan war brings life. And as long as our romanticism will not be driven by a machine, it will keep on working. And preaching is the work of priests and academics and other officials who in the end have no time to practice. And it isn't about race, but about how much we accept the given setup and how much we are able to enforce the one that our nature suggests. And we know forest around us, hunting and gathering happens in the forest within us, and the forest starts growing again. And civilization is always based on an organized extortion of the wilderness until there is no more of her. And civilization generates a surplus which destroys biodiversity that can only be simulated but never fully reinstated. And there are only two ways, either put our faith entirely in progress or entirely in going back into nature. And for the sake of nature, we only ought to respect what is human, and that is how we have been living with nature for the majority of our history on Earth. And are we to base the whole of our skills for the sake of a power structure, or for the sake of an autonomy that can only fully occur in to nature? And we can submit to work so as to feed the power structure and to feed ourselves in return, yet it will ultimately break the way we feed from nature. And since institutional frameworks are led by either too empty or too dogmatic leaders, we ought to seek our cultural autonomy. And by declaring that it's neither black nor white, we risk of sinking in a gray zone from which there is no return. And waiting for nature to pick up her strength, we shall know that any Neolithic enterprise, from small to big, will fail, small to big. And civilization is so that we are allowed to live in a container and fill it up, and once we die it is emptied out. And it could be said that the going against nature in civilization is just a natural process of self-destruction. And we can create monuments completely empty of any meanings or show how monumental our human nature already is. And the liberation from our own human nature has been in fact our death sentence. And taxation and debt are the keys to get us dependent and collaborative to the system. And civilization always offers us extremes, and we have to be civilized enough to mingle between them. And our deep faith for domestication only shows us our hatred for the wilderness. And working for civilization, we sacrifice our natural qualities, while working in nature, we enhance them. And as we lose all our skills, our main skills ought to be in favor of a culture claiming these skills back. And the more we are locked up in the mechanical routines of the system, and the more our nature alters. And it is in the planning of an escape that our suffocated human nature revives. And it should be our nature to give us the limits and to try to tame her, to go over them. It is going against her. And in what we see as a confusing groove of weeds, it is our main source of nourishment. And instead of simulating our hunter-gatherers' ancestors so as to gain a bit of satisfaction, we ought to live like them, beginning with our own nature. And the more civilization prevails over nature, the more our human nature is tricked to be static. And better the hope of a new rising forest than the cemetery of an old forest protected by its status. And more than genes, it takes a lot of mindfulness to get back to an hunter-gatherer way of life. And the middle class environment is like a chamber echoing things that in an outdoor lifestyle are nonsense. And since any civilization is unnatural, it requires an official mainstream to justify it with its pseudo-religious, pseudo-scientific lies. And there is nothing more unsettling than any attempt to dominate nature rather than being hosted within it. And even those minorities so excited about having power in their hands soon completely burn out. And in our too generalized understanding of the past, the future is delegated to those who we understand as victims, but have been villains all throughout. and the freedoms we delegate within a state are but a further obstacle to the freedom of being autonomous in nature. And there is absolutely no point in exchanging a routine with another unless the latter is dictated by our own nature. And if a civilization attacks another civilization, our hope is that they defeat one another so that the affluent way of the primitives can get back. One cannot deny that the most natural activity is wandering and the mindfulness that comes with it. And beyond any scientific method, it is logging the most comprehensive way of gaining holistic knowledge. We shouldn't be against technology per se, but against the capitalization of a technology bringing in the end much power struggle and enslavement. And anything heroic can never be repeated at the same level, but always with the evolution of a new one. And away from any safety boxes, only through exposure we can build our necessary shield. And adversity may be only ways to put us back on our natural track. And as much as any power enterprise is doomed to get established, it is doomed to get into total nothingness. And our struggle is and will be our determination to rewild an earth that is civilization corrupted. And the only difference between modernism and postmodernism is that the latter has developed ways of not showing the corruption brought forward by the former.